We have a wonderful miracle taking place this morning. That miracle is the baptism of Amelia Louise Roberts. Come on down, family.
Hi, how are you? Give me five. All right.
All right, let's come right on around here. Just spread all around. You guys stay right there, all right? Hi. Hi there. You just can't wait to get your hand in that water, can you? Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. Baptism is a moment in the Christian community when we recognize and celebrate the grace of God living in each newborn creation. Baptism is a gift of God offered to us without price. Baptism is a beginning of a lifelong journey. Baptism is a belonging of God claiming us as His own. The sacrament of baptism is an outward and visible sign of the grace of God. The promise of the gospel is not only to us, but also to our children. Baptism with water and the Holy Spirit is the mark of their acceptance into the care of Jesus' church, the sign and seal of their participation in God's forgiveness, and the beginning of their growth into full Christian faith and discipleship. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness? And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or action of your own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness? Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church, which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age, race, or social standing? Do you desire to have this child baptized into this particular church community, as well as the faith and family of the entire body of Christ? Acknowledging her need for nurture in a Christian community of caring and concerned people, do you promise to allow this church community to love and care for her, by bringing her into the life of the Christian community to worship, to teach her the story of our faith, to guide her as she is called into response to the gospel, and to encourage her to be in relationship with other believers as she grows in her faith in God? I understand that you are her godparents. I have a question for you, okay? Do you, Amelia's godparents, in your special relationship and connection with Amelia and her growth as a person, do you promise to help and support Gary and Amber in their duty as Christian parents? In your unique role as godparents, do you promise to love and support Amelia throughout her life, both encouraging her and giving her your life wisdom? Gary kind of mumbled on that one. Was the life? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm sorry. Not Gary. Sorry about that. I was trying to be funny and then I messed up. Now I'm concerned. Anyway, to Amelia's immediate family, do those of you who are Amelia's immediate family, I promise to help and support. Do you promise to support these two in their duty as Christian parents and give your time, your protection, your guidance, and your love, providing Amelia with further opportunities to explore her growing relationship with God? Would the church community please stand? And also those who have a spiritual heritage with Amelia, this local church community, recognizing that there are many persons who touch the lives of children beyond her parents, and recognizing that in many ways the church community has as much influence as parents and immediate family. Do you, First Church Community, promise to help and support these wonderful people, to give your time, your protection, your guidance, and your love, providing Amelia with further opportunities to explore her growing relationship with God? Please be seated.